Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction.
The most strategic thing to know in any season is what God is doing in that season. It is not enough to have the consciousness that you are coming into a new season. It is not enough to even know that this is the Last Day Church. It is not enough to even know that we are in the era of revival. It is important we know what God is doing in era of revival.
He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Let's give the Lord praise for such a meeting as this. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. And I want us to be very grateful indeed. Yeah. For all that the Lord has been doing from day one till now. It's been amazing. It's been amazing. Back to back. Back to back, it's been amazing. So let's be grateful. We give you praise, Father. We give you praise. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, I want to specially thank you for this meeting, for the privilege to be here. Thank you for your dear servant, Pastor Silas and Pastor Grace. Our generation is glad for the gift of them. We are really grateful, O Lord. Please, we are asking that you strengthen them more and more. And I ask, O Lord, that everything I will share this morning will be in line with the burden that bettered this meeting. That I will not be permitted to say anything outside of the burden, but everything here will fulfill your counsel. We give you praise, O Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please be seated. Let's be seated. Good morning, church. Once again, Pastor, thank you so much. I really wish I'd been on ground to also, because this meeting, as so many ministers have been longing to meet, you know, so I really wish I'd been on ground. Such a joy to be here. And my wife is in a wedding in Ilesha. She's not watching. Because the last time you corrected me and I learned. So when next? This is the last time I'm going to come alone. By the grace of God. Yes. Actually, I can't be coming to a house like this alone. It's my wife being around. This is our house. Yeah. Our house. So honored. All right. When I saw this topic, my heart was racing. Because I was asking God, where do I start from? Spirit and power. So the Lord gave me a word, and I want us to start from the book of Revelations, please. Revelations chapter number 2. Let's start the reading from verse 12 so we can have contextual understanding. Revelations chapter number 2 verse 12. When I saw this translation of the Bible, I said, people have been eating some. When I see pastor that use that translation, I know what is happening.
Media, be careful. Let me stay on my lane. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos, write, this thing says he that has the sharp sword with two edges. So, one of the very significant thing to pay attention to is that in this letter sent to this church, Christ was described using the illustration, all right, of the one who is ready for harvest. So it means whatever is sent to this church has a lot for the harvesting generation to pay attention to. And that's the end time church. So, the one, now go back to that verse 12. Let's look at it again. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos, write, this thing says he that has the sharp sword with two edges, yes. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. You know, most times, one of the mistakes we make is that when these people preparing for village outreaches and all that, they pray extra. But when they are going to London, oh, Father will give you praise. Because we actually don't know where Satan's seat is. So we think his seat is in one shrine. Yeah, okay. He said, I know thy works, and thou dwellest, even when where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith. Even in those days, wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain amongst you, where Satan dwelleth. But I have few things against you, because you have them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So, sorry, I'm reading in contemporary English. Maybe you can give me New King James. You have them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which I hate. Repent. Else, I will come to you quickly, and I will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcome, I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, save he that receives it. Verse 18, please. Now, you saw that very, very, very important warning, because we are still going to go back to everything we are reading. There's a lot of connection. Pay attention, please. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira, write these things. Right. This thing says the Son of God, who has in his eyes, or who has his eyes like unto flame of fire, and his feet are like fan brass. I know thy works, and thy charity, and service, and faith, and patience, and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Is there a jumping somewhere? Okay. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against you, because you allowed, that's the word sufferest, you allowed the woman Jezebel, which call herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols. Is that a very serious one? Do you see a connection between the first church and this church? The difference is that it is the same system but different mask. And that's the system of Jezebel. So I want to show us, by the grace of God, the strategy to overcoming in the last days. A strategy for victory for the end time church. So when the letter was sent to this church, majority of the things that Jesus was confronting as the head of the church were systems. Systems established, or systems that has crept into the church. Alright? Systems that has found its way. And it was so unfortunate that when the letter was sent to the church here, it didn't say you have seduced my church. That system went for the servant of God. Look at it again. It said, because you allowed Jezebel, the woman Jezebel, which call herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servant to commit fornication. So usually if you follow the history of the move of God with the Israelites, one of the things you find out is that whenever Israel, you know, the God or the idol that fought for the heart of the Israelite with God was Baal. So whenever Israel joins herself to Baal, God always referred to Israel as a people committing whoredom or fornication. In fact, usually we would have, all right, dug up the history, because there's a background to this. There's a background to this. And the background is in the book of Numbers. You can just write it down. Read Numbers from chapter number 22 to Numbers chapter number 25. That's the background. The Israelites were moving as a people of God. And Balaam went to meet Balak to curse the people. And the Bible said he made sacrifice, 7 bullocks, 7 rams on 7 different altars. And each time he tried to curse them, what was coming was a blessing. And God kept telling him, you can't curse a people that are blessed. And that's where we quote that scriptures from in Numbers 23:23, that surely there's no divination against Israel, neither is there enchantment against Jacob. But if you get to Numbers chapter number 25, something unfortunate happened. The people that could not be cursed, the people that no evil thing done to them had been able to stand. The Bible started with a very strange word. Numbers 25. From verse 1. And the Bible said, and Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat and bowed to their gods. What I'm saying is very real to me, so I'm trying to hold myself. Let's go to verse 2. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat. But that's not where the devil always wants to go with people. He wants them to bow. So you think bowing is a very small thing, because when you look at the book of Luke chapter number 4, and the devil telling Jesus to bow, you would almost feel this is not a temptation. How do you tell me to bow? How can the devil tell Jesus to bow? It's not a big deal. So you feel Jesus must have passed through that. But before he asked him to bow, the Bible said he showed him the riches. of this world. He showed him the glory thereof. And he said, all these things have been freely delivered to me. He said, bow. You know, if only you understand that, I believe that's the most complex temptation. Because the secret would have been out if Jesus agreed to come and die for the glory. He was showing him pathway to glory without the cross. And this thing happened in ministry. If what you want is fame, all you have to do is bow. There are pathways without the cross. If what you want is honorarium, all you have to do is to bow. There are pathways to it without the cross. In fact, in this generation, you can build a mega church without being a Christian. Okay. I don't want to go too deep. Are you aware that there are pastors pastoring mega churches who are not born again? Yes. It's a system. So you can almost get anything without bowing. And without going through the right. If you are going to go through the cross, it's a long journey. And each step kills you a little. So that by the time you arrive at the cross, you are dead. Because the goal of getting to the cross is that you die. Because only dead men can truly wield this glory. Are you aware? Now you are quiet. I want to be able to teach what I want to teach. And I need you to respond. Are you following me? Are you aware that 2 million naira now in your account can change your orientation about midweek service? And you just feel it's for those who have not made it. That people like us might be busy with our businesses. Don't envy anyone who has bowed. And that's why the Bible says that we follow men who have true faith and patience obtain the promise. That is, you are not worthy of followership if we can't see a symbol that at some point in your life you had to wait. We should not really follow you. We should doubt it. You know, yeast. When they put so much yeast in bread, is actually one of the cheat codes. Sorry, I'm not a professional at that, but I know it makes it swell. You buy some bread, you just see air, oxygen, you know, too, inside the bread. Yeast, not if air. You can be a yeast minister. Very loud, but very light. All right. Say, lift up your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I will not bow. Say it again, in the name of Jesus, I will not bow. So the Israelites committed whoredom and they had food sacrificed to idols. And verse 3 probably says that Israel joined herself to Baal Peor. And the anger of God was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said to Moses, hang before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger will be turned away and all that. And Moses said to the judges of Israel, slay ye every man, one of his men, going to Baal. Alright? And in fact, one of the things that even happened in this scripture was that, as God was speaking to Moses, right there and then, the system had gone into so much decadence, that one boy still came in right there with a girl. And he entered with her. He didn't even greet Moses. Just entered there. While the whole nation was repenting, he just entered with his own babe. Yeah. Yeah. Isaiah verse 6. Yeah. A man of 12 Israel came and brought his brethren, a Midianish woman, in the sight of Moses. So, you see, once the devil wants to finish you, he reduces your pastor's weight in your heart. Yeah. You are going to end on time, like that. Because that's the strategy of God to rescue you. All you have to do is to decide that his word will carry no weight. You'll finish fast. Alright, and in the congregation of the children of Israel who were weeping, they were weeping before the door of the tabernacle congregation. And when Phinehas, son of Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand and went after the man into the tent and thrust both of them through. And the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from Israel. But those that died in the plague were 24,000. The people that nobody could curse. A system. So there is something that can kill you faster than the witches of your father's house. And they will kill you and make you alive. It's a system. Are you aware? You are too busy with the witches of your father's house, you forget the real enemy. I'm not saying witches are not dangerous. But sometimes, the reason you are so concerned about them is because you are also working in rebellion. You know you are at a level where they can devour you on time. If you look at the strategy of Moses, of Pharaoh, in Exodus, he said when the Hebrew women come on their knees to labor, he said, kill every male child and leave the girls. Was it that he loved them? No. Once you can preserve a people and help them to be joined with wrong seeds, they are finished. That's the strategy. Sometimes you hear of, I want to bring this home now, so something you can relate with. You hear of gospel musician that started in the church, and at some point, they also bow. But we are in a world that celebrates fame anyways. As long as it comes, it must be doing something right. It's not so. Please listen. So we saw that what God was referring to in Revelation chapter 2 as history. The historical background to it. God was warning them from what he knows, the way it operates. See, why should any man not fear God and listen to him? Because there is nothing new under the sun. The mistake, you see, let me tell you something. When somebody begins to come to a level, the closest thing I can use to give illustration now is pride. And the fellow begins to walk in level of pride. Either for something God has given to you or not, you are not going to be the first to walk in that trap. When you see a level of anointing and you begin to get involved with prayerlessness because you feel it will always flow, regardless of whether you pray or not, you are not the first to be in that trap. It's a trap. So God was talking to them about something he knows, the way it operates. And amazingly, when Jezebel was going to be described, she was described as a prophetess. So, that brings me to my anchor scripture. I think this is a very necessary foundation for this teaching. Luke chapter number 1. I'm just going to jump for the sake of time. Let's go to verse 11. Luke chapter number 1, verse 11. You know what was happening? All right. A priest was performing his priestly duty according to his custom. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. Yes. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. Yes. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Yes. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Yes. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, And he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. Yes. And many of the children of Israel shall turn to the Lord their God. Yes. And they shall go before him in the what? Spirit and powers of Elias. Alright, you understand that the word Elias there is the word Elijah. So this child is going to be born. But the Bible describes this child. And there are many junctions I would have loved to branch. But I want to be sure you are getting before I branch. Are you sure you are following me? Hope what I'm saying is not too... I want you to understand in simple terms. Alright, when God began to describe this child through his angel, one of the description about him is that he will be mighty in the sight of God. You are going to have either of these three options in your lifetime. To be mighty before God, to be mighty before men, or both. It's a choice. And it's just a decision that ends you in either of them. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you start following me, I'm going to tell you. Okay. Who is this child that is going to come? John. Huh? He shall go before him in the spirit and what? Power of who? Elijah or Elias. What will he do? To turn the heart of fathers to the children. And the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. So, let's go to Malachi 4. Let's go to Malachi 4. And I can show you some things and we now understand what this is saying. Let's go to verse 5. There's Malachi 4 verse 5. And behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and the dreadful day of the Lord. Yes? And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the head to the cross. Meaning that if there is a fluctuation in this manifestation, then the situation of the head will look cursed. If this Elijah comes and decides to come in the spirit without the power, there's going to be a problem. If he comes in the power without the spirit, there's going to be a problem. And that's why I love the foundation you helped me to lay. So for the balance to happen, it has to come in the spirit and in the power. Are you following what I'm saying here? Are you listening? Why is this necessary? Let's look at the man that God said will come after his kind. Sir, one of the things that scares me, across the move of God, there are many people who will read their stories, but your destiny does not permit that you become like them. Because there is a different provision for you. But if you look at many of the men that rose in the Bible, you will see connections to their rising. This raised this and raised that. But when the man Elijah, the story was going to start, the Bible just said, and Elijah the Tishbite. They were the generation of men that rose from darkness. Men that arose when the whole land was said to be filled with darkness. And all of a sudden, God found a man upon whom his hands can be established and pick him up. Yet in the middle. So you look at the configuration of such kind of men. Their consecration demands that they are rugged because of the kind of dangerous things they are going to face. If they are not rugged in that dimension, though anointed, they can die and become casualties. There are certain consecrations they need to have. And those consecration is more about their survival. It's not just that it catches God's fancy that they will have such consecration. It is important they will not drink wine because Jezebel is in the palace. And that's why you see that when God found a man like Daniel, who will not defile himself with the king's portion, it could be useful and relevant also in the palace. So could that be that has been a consecration for him? You know, sometimes God is consecrating for an assignment, you don't even have the full picture yet. But it's important you pay attention to it. Because when you begin to mess up the consecration, you are no longer the man for the job. You can be alive. Listen, the gift and the calling without repentance. But the called can watch somebody else doing his calling. Yes. That calling, God will not take it away. But you can watch in your lifetime somebody doing what you know that God has prepared you for. Meaning that prophecies can go ahead and you even got the confirmation. And yet you still become a spectator. Who will have to watch somebody else do it? Because you did not pay attention. Listen to me. This kind of assignment, in order for the kind of man that will do it not to become a casualty, it is important that the man is given to a lifestyle. And that's why you see example of men that came in the, no, they are my people, that came in the power and not in the spirit is Samson. So much power, but not in the spirit. We wasted by Delilah. What God is calling you for requires the boat. Particularly at such a time as this. But you see, in the case of Elijah, Jezebel was in the palace. In the case of John, Jezebel was in the palace. But in our case, she has moved to the church. She has moved. That's why I say what I'm saying is very real to me. Let me say this to you. At different junctions of your life, you'll be wooed. Proposals will be brought to you that this work you are doing, all these methods you are taking, you can take this method and grow it faster. And where it will come from is also the church. Jezebel has moved, sir. And I wish we wake up to that reality. And you see, if you look at the life of John the Baptist, it gave me concern. Because the prophecy was direct. It will come in the spirit and in the, but it came in the spirit. It didn't come in the power. So they could cut off his head. What they couldn't do to Elijah. They could cut off his head anyhow. They used his head as birthday souvenir. A prophet. There are people that came in the spirit and not in the power. James, one of the three closest to Jesus, Herod killed him experimentally. If somebody can be close to Jesus and still become a casualty, don't overrate yourself. Don't overrate yourself. Humble yourself now and submit to the protocols of these things. Submit to the protocols. Don't overrate yourself. Don't let the devil woo you. And say, because what he was telling Jesus is that if you are the son of God, jump from this mountain. You know what that means? With all this investment, men like you can't die anyhow. Huh? All these things that God will not change a man like you in a hurry, really. When God started with Abraham, you think he started with Abraham, but he started with his father, he settled. God is the one who starts with you like you are the first. But are you really? What I'm telling you is that what you are holding now as your assignment, you are not the first to be considered. Listen, somebody failed. That's why you are doing what you are doing. And look at the way you started without reference to the person. That's the same way somebody else can start without reference to you. It's a pattern in the Bible. It's a pattern. They say, go out of your father's house. Go out. And I'll take you to a land. He said, I will make you a blessing. But when he went with Lot, he didn't mention him again. He said, I will make your seed. He left Abraham. Hey, you can't do a lot with Lot. You can't do a lot with Lot. So we have to pay attention because a lot can move on. A lot, just move on. I was telling them in Lagos yesterday, when God told Samuel to stop mourning, you know what it means to stop mourning? He's long dead. Masukumo, he's long dead. We are done mourning him. But you know, after then, he was still on the throne for years. About 16 more years. Is it 16 or 18? More years. A man that they have finished his burial, they have mourned him. Are you aware? Do you get what I'm saying? It can still take such a man time before people now know that he has expired. Look at the length of time it took him. So David has been anointed with oil, but Saul was still busy. Listen, you can be in ministry, but the unction for the assignment, somebody else has carried it. And yet you are still preaching. Yes. Still preaching. Still jumping up and down. Still going everywhere. Still doing all those things. Jezebel. It's one of the toughest characters mentioned in the Bible. You want to ask, how to ask Tobai? Because you read, like I hope we are going to have the time, we are going to connect across scriptures and see how that this same spirit is changing morphology across generations. This same spirit, but the same manifestation. This is, so anywhere Jezebel's spirit is operating, it goes for the head.
Yes.
Oh no. Yes. It goes for the head. If the devil is coming for you, there's something about you you don't know about. Oh yes. It goes for the head. It targets the head of the church. It targets the head of the family. It targets the head of a movement. It targets, are you following what I'm saying? The head. And that's why, if you go to a new territory and you want to know the one who brings so much threat to the works of the devil there, check the one who is being persecuted the most. You will never be persecuted except you are a threat. Yes. It goes for the head. It goes for the head. So he said that this child will have to come in the spirit. In fact, the word spirit there, I don't know if you have other translation, the word spirit there has an unusual meaning. Yes, and the power. Because the word spirit there means lifestyle. Oh yes. Oh yes. That's the word spirit. Can you give me different translations? Let me check my Bible. There are different translations there. No, John, Luke. Go to that Luke. Luke 1. Are you there? Oh yes. I think verse 15 now. Okay. 17. Oh yes. So I'm going to read different translation here so you can see it. Let me read Amplified. It is he who goes as the forerunner before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the heart of power. So that one used spirit and power. Look at Amplified Classic Edition. Says he himself will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. God's word said he will go ahead of the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah. Says that message says he will drink neither wine nor beer. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit from the moment he leaves his mother's womb. He will turn many sons and daughters of Israel back to God. He will herald God's revival in the style. Oh. Are you sure you are ready for this? In the what? Style. And the strength of Elijah. Let's stay on that word style. Let me look up everybody. One of the things that you must find out in your lifetime is who is the prototype of the anointing you are carrying. No, you see, listen. When you begin to hear a voice that what I'm about to do with you upon the face of the earth, I have not done with any man before. I have found you as my servant. It's not God, it's the devil. You don't like that. I said it's not God. I'm saying again, it's not God. You know, when you are starting out in this thing, there are many voices you hear. You may just hear one, just come out and say a miracle. Look at church history, you find out people, sometimes somebody just wake up and said it's Elijah. Another time somebody just wake up and said it's this and that. Because with higher level of manifestation of the anointing, the devil gets closer to you. You think you'll be afraid of the anointing, but he gets closer. If he can't stop you from getting it, it will make you misunderstand it. Let me give you this, what I'm saying to you. If the devil cannot stop you from praying, he has tried. That's the first stop. He's going to try so you don't have a prayer life. But if you can break through and have a prayer life, then he will now not stop you. But he will now want to inject pride. So that by the time you come out, you will feel your sufficiency is based on your prayer life. And then you begin to rate people based on who is praying like you. And then you begin to make reference to the length of hours you spend in prayer as to the grace of God, as compared to the grace of God upon your life. So if he can't stop you from getting one, he waits for you at the other. For instance, if he can't stop you from marrying right, all right, he try for you to marry funny person, but you didn't end up marrying somebody funny. It makes you marry somebody right. Then he will now make you take that right person as your God. So there is no level that intimidates the devil. There is no level where he looks at a believer and back up and back down and say, this one, I've left you. Now you have gone past. If you ever hear that voice that the devil says, now you have gone past my reach. I've left you now because you are now a man of fire. That is when he has you in his palm. He has just gotten you and he wants to finish you. He wants to finish you. Oh yes. Oh yes. I'm going to say many things in this meeting because this is my house that you may not really like, but I'm going to tell you. So, the manifestation of this grace, Bible says that it's before the coming of the great and terrible day of the Lord. So, and there are many scriptural, historical references to that. First is the manifestation before Jesus' earthly birth. Alright? But the second is also the manifestation before the rapture. So this is a very strong dimension. In fact, the Elijah dimension is more like the prophetic and apostolic dimension. You know, there are many things you will learn as you mature, but there are a lot more you will learn as you begin to have experience. Maturity and experience are two different things. You can mature in age, but you have experience when you participate. One time, let me give you my own open confession. So when my spiritual father called me and said to me that go and pray because God will have you come into the apostolic, I knew and all that ministry fully. I didn't like it. I didn't like it not because the office is not good or not because I was not operating in the office. I didn't like it because of my own impression and the things I've said, that everybody is just supposed to oppose. What's happening? You see, but when you now come there, you now drink of the cup that you filled, then a level of wisdom comes. So when you are preaching, you now preach with a level of compassion. You will be burning with so many smokes if you don't have experience. My interest is not great preaching. My interest is that a great preaching can also destroy somebody's life as a collateral damage. Just said something ignorantly. Just said something in passing. And as God is using the person, the devil is also successfully using the man of God. Successfully. I pray you will burn without smoke. You didn't say amen to that. It's like you people here don't like to say amen. Hey, say a bigger amen. Amen. I say again, you will burn without smoke. Yeah. That's how to burn in the kingdom. Because many people will think when they get to heaven, they will say, this is your crown. This is the number of souls you have won. But they will also show you, this is the number of people you have killed with the words of your mouth. Ministries you didn't allow manifest because you spoke down on that calling. But you see, I noticed that you are more likely to make your gravest, if there's any word like that, mistake as a minister when the anointing is strong. When the anointing is strong and you are speaking as if you own every word, that is when you have to be careful. Because that is when the devil is closer. Yeah. It's going to put an impression in your heart. And you just said it and you'll say, any other thing you want to say, you are, go ahead. But there's somebody in that crowd that is finished by that statement. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. So we have to pray. Let me lead you to pray in a minute. That, oh Lord, help me. That while working for you, I will not also successfully work for the devil. Hey, will you pray this prayer well? I will not also be successfully working for the devil. Oh, yekete roko shekete roko. Oh, yes. Please pray. Shirimana ko fela made ke fela binata bitaraba. Yena made bo kombrevi si. Sarabada ko sarabada. Yana makade bataraba de bodo de badia. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Oh yes, please be seated. Yeah. Are you following me? So, the Bible says that it's going to come in the style. So, that's what I want to show you. That in your lifetime, you need to, please pay attention to this. The kind of grace upon my life, the kind of pattern God is taking me through, the kind of consecration, the kind of anointing. Who is it in the move of God? In the past, or maybe still operating presently, that is sent after this order. Please, you must graciously and humbly allow the Holy Spirit to show you. Because the Jezebel they fought in their time might have changed structure in your time. But as long as you stay in the style and in the strength, you will defeat Jezebel again and again. So one of the things I had to do was to check in the body of Christ, who is it that the Lord is sending me after his kind? You can't miss the meetings of such people. You will approach your generation haphazardly with many missing things you should give them. May you never approach the people you have been called to empty-handed. Because this thing is a relay race. If the baton is handed, if the baton is not handed over to you and you are running, you are doing the wrong thing. You are running the wrong race. The baton comes. But you must respect the person who is running with it. Let me say this to you. Dishonor is a product of blindness. For you to dishonor anybody, it means you are not seeing them. It means I must have looked for, if I want to dishonor Pastor Silas, I must have looked at him and allowed the devil to blind me towards who he is. When I came here, I'm seeing a church feeding all nations. Yeah, that's what, the day I came here for the inauguration, that's what I saw. So all these things look to me in the spirit like maps of nations, like flags of nations. That's the way I see. If I think about this church in my spirit, that's what I saw. That's what I see. So I have that recognition. He can't call me and I say, what are you calling to come and do? Where am I coming to come and preach? And you see, the criteria for receiving the mantle is always the same. If you see me. If you see me. Yeah. You have to see. You have to. If you can see. So when you open your eyes, that guy that his eyes was open, you have to ask him, what do you see? He said, I'm seeing men like trees. That's not how to see. If you see like this, it's Phonoga. You know Phonoga. you can't go ahead like this. You'll be jumping up. Say, go and wash again. You know, in your own context, in our own generation, what that means is that if you are under your pastor and you are not seeing him well, go and sit with his message again. Yeah, and then your eyes will now be open and say, hey. Because that is what has always happened across generations. That men who are carrying dangerous grace would have gone. They will now see them. But Elisha saw him while he was there. And he said, my father. When he saw him, he didn't call him my mentor. My father. The child. This is because that is who he was. He was a chariot of Israel. He was a chariot of fire. And listen, that he was mighty in the sight of the Lord, but common in the sight of men. So he saw him. That forget about this sheepskin. What I see is the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. Oh yes. He didn't see a horse rider. He saw a chariot. Meaning that if you ride on the shoulder of this man, there is a place where men who see him can stay. That's a chariot. Not just a horse. Anybody who sees him, there's space for you there. Oh yes. Oh yes. May we see. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. May we see Bishop Oyedepo while he's alive. May we see Pastor Adeboye while he's alive. May we see Daddy Kumi while they're alive. May we see Uma Okpai while he's alive. Oh yes. May we see. Oh yes. 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 That our eyes of understanding may be enlightened. Oh yes. In Jesus' name we are praying. Yeah. Sit down. This is, I tell you, as one who leads people, anybody who disciples people will tell you that one of the challenges you have with them at first is that they can't see you. Oh yes. They can't see you. Yes. Sometimes somebody new comes to the church and he has money more than everybody, but they can't see you. You see? Then sometimes somebody comes to the church and has anointing, but they can't see the pastor. But you will not start until you see. That's how to start. Yeah. The same thing you have dishonoring when you now see it well. Now say, wait a minute. What is this? I've been blind and I didn't know it. Oh yes. He said, if you can see me. If you can see me. And yes, seeing him will mean that if this man is eating fried rice, you must see beyond the fried rice. Because he's been fasting before he came to anoint you. You cannot be saying, where's my plate of fried rice? Where's my plate of fried rice? Why did the thing just took him away? And that's why sometimes, if you notice yourself that you are a person of dishonor, don't get close to grace. Because the closer you get, and I notice that a man of God can also decide that you don't see him. Yes. The person you are following can notice pride in your heart and decide that you are not going to see him. Yes, he's not going to show you the deep things. He's not going to show you. Elijah decided that the sons of the prophet will not see him. He told them, wait here, and they waited. He told Elisha, wait here. He said, I'm not going to wait. But if you continue reading, you will see that later, one of the sons of the prophet, who couldn't call Elijah father, the wife in his death called Elisha father. The wife in his death, they now saw. He died indebted. They had to go and seed out their children because they couldn't pay it. See, pride goes before all falls. And the wife now said, your servant, my husband, the prophet, is dead. Your servant. You now saw him. But in those days, they were telling Elisha, do you know that God will take your father, your master away from you? They didn't say our master. So the same people who couldn't say Elijah is their master, now saw, hey, we have missed it. May you not miss the chariot of your own generation. Now, hear me. Like I said, I see that you are more receptive now. So I can say a few more things. Sometimes the chariot of fire of your own generation may even be your contemporary. That's where the issue is. If he's a father, you may say, I see. But what if the fellow is your friend? That's why at every level, humility is the key that will be opening the doors. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. And if you see it like, if there are many ways to see it like that. The devil can make you see his weakness. That this man is a temperamental man. But you see that if you look at Elijah and Elisha, who among them was more angry? Is Elisha. Yes, because he couldn't even leave anybody behind. So you can insult the fathers and end worse. They are not even ending badly. These guys are leaving records, crazy stuff. You are wondering, what is this? But somebody in this lifetime may not even see them. Oh yes. Oh yes. That I may see. That I may see. This, I'm telling you, many of you, pastor was talking that time, people were seeing that when he says 5 minutes, it takes longer time. You are not seeing well. We are not seeing where this thing is coming from. I say I desire. Oh yes. I've noticed that until something is given to you, you may teach the Bible, but everybody will know that you have not received it. Let's leave it there. There's a way you teach the Bible. But until it is, and let me say this in Yoruba, I want to my point, no one Buddha just here. They must be happy with you to give you. And that's why the secret of most great men lies in what they will not allow you ordinarily do for them. Oh yes. Yes. Because sometimes the consecration has taken that part away. For the sake of their heart, they don't allow people to do it. But for the sake of your progress, do it. Let's leave it. You must know when what a man is saying is about his consecration. It means he has prioritized him and God. If you are going to factor yourself, put yourself in the equation. Okay. Do you understand? You don't get it. Do you get it? Oh yes. Do you get it? Oh yes. So when you come to church, your desire should be what? That I may see. Yes. Let me see. We brought that you're learning on to a school of International School of Ministry. I saw him again. Yes. There are times you have to see again, then again and again and again and again. Because you can see where a man has left. Yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. You can be envying what God is taking from a man. Oh yes. You have to see the new version, updated version. And the criteria for seeing the current version is humility. I've said this, that the first set of people that follow any man of grace will have to survive through forgiveness. Because he's not perfect. He's burning with smokes. But yet, it doesn't change the fact that that thing is in his hands. That's God for you. One time I saw somebody open one page like that, was trying to insult Apostle Selma. I said, this one is not for me. Anything you like, say, I don't send you. Is it open page? Want to insult Pastor here? The way what you are saying is not for me. See, it's called the fairy dart of the devil. Let me show you. Can I have the drumstick? Let me have the drumstick. You see, if you are going to use this to injure somebody, I want to throw it. Which of the part will you throw? It's the head, the one that can pierce. But the fairy dart is like this. Anywhere they are launching it, it is eating all those who are listening. Oh yes. You don't understand. Somebody is insulting Pastor Silas, he's not going to touch him. Because he's seated in Christ's fabled principality. But if I should listen, he is still the man of grace that he is. Everyone else will be blessed except me who has listened. The arrow has pierced me. It is a deceptive arrow. It looks like it is piercing that person, but no, it is piercing the listener. So God warned you, I don't sit in the seat of discomfort. Oh yes. Don't sit there. Don't sit there. Once they start, hey, pack your load and just get out. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. One of the person that God showed me and said, this person, in your lifetime, I'm calling you after this grace. One time like that, the devil began to enter my heart. And I was just saying, why is he looking like he's fearful? Why is he talking like this? Deal with these people, bombard them. Pastor Yadebe told us that I can't call him Pastor Yadebe. Because sometimes your problem starts when you have the access to do some things. But you will not know that you have started putting your wall. He said, baby pig told mother pig, why are you doing? Mother pig said, wait till you grow. You know the reason why I'm doing. So, who has God called you after? Oh yes. Oh, are you a lone ranger? You are the first of your kind. Yeah, yeah. It means if you are the first of your kind, you are a weed. Oh yes. Yes. The way this kingdom is. Once one is living, replaces after his kind. Sometimes God cannot find one person that can wield the whole thing. He has to share it with 100 after his kind. But you see that those 100 will have to pass the same test. So one time I was asking God, I said, this one that Peter was going to, Jesus went to meet Peter, he said, the devil has chosen to sift you like wheat. But I prayed for you. He said, but when you are strengthened, strengthen your fellows. And when Judas was going to betray him, he said to him, that which you are going to do, do it quickly. I said, why? And the Lord pointed my attention, he said, offense. Oh yes. Peter in Matthew 16 said he's the Lord. He commended him. But he said he's going to die. Peter was rebuking him, so he called him devil. Oh yes. Not long after then, they went to meet a woman. She poured a very expensive perfume on Jesus. It was Jesus who protested. And Jesus corrected him. It was just 2 chapters after he went to sell him. Offense. Sometimes, the meal that people who are failing are eating, they are not the only one eating it. There is no custom made meal for you. There is custom made meal for the mantle you are carrying. How do I explain this? That secret thing is not just you. It is everyone who dares to carry that part, that mantle, that will. So it is those who pass. Oh yes. That's why you can't ignore strength. You can't love what God is doing through a man and love his style and hate the strength. Oh yes. Strength to say no to sin. Strength to say no to the Jezebel of his days. So I will hope that you're understanding. Do you get what I'm saying? So he said this child is going to come in the style. So, pay attention to your style. For instance now, if I call an associate pastor to come and preach in our church, and you gather my people, everybody twist their neck and do something like that. Wah! And they're doing, now listen, I'm not against it. I know my friends are in that stream, but that's not my style. And if it's not my style, I can't grow the people God has called you to grow under me. No, you can't function successfully under a man and ignore his style. You want to use your own style? That's rebellion. We are not saying cloning. We are saying when you see, you will understand the wisdom behind this style. But you don't understand because you are not seeing. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. There are people that tries. One time like that, I called one boy to come and lead prayer. Just opening prayer in a meeting we are holding. And I started hearing that 10 people here, the fire is coming on you. Hey, any rain, no. The fire is coming on you, what? Opening prayer. That's not our style. Oh, yes. That's not our style. You can't kick against this. Listen, let me tell you the beautiful thing about fighting wisdom is that the same revelation you used to fight wisdom is the revelation that will train those who fight you. One time like that, I told my wife, I said, many of these preachers who are speaking against spiritual fathering and giving the impression that it's not a big deal, or changing fathers like changing boxers, it is that same sermon that is raising those under them that it will change you. So you hear people say something like, at this level of grace, you need somebody else to cover you. The one who can mature, you can't cover you again. You know, it's a philosophy and you may embrace it. But you see, I noticed that for me to finish well what God has called me to do, my lifestyle must do more of the preaching. And I must show in my days that you can stay with fathering. Not by fathering people, but by staying under. Yeah. There are things that your lifestyle will preach better than your message. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. And there are things that once you do, you are no longer the man for a job. You are no longer the vessel for a message. But you will still be preaching. But a particular one has been taken and given to your neighbor. Yes. So the style. So I checked. The fathers dealt with Jezebel in their days. Oh yes, they dealt with it. Political issues. Oh yes. Abacha. IBB. The same. Oh yes. They fought. One time, I saw that the devil was trying to bring division between myself and one of my brothers. So I looked at him and said, whose type is he in my generation? I saw it. Whose type am I? Those who are those types in their own time, what happened? Are God of God. Let's leave it. Yes. But don't forget that you are not the only one after that kind. It's a marathon race. So if somebody falls on the way, the rest will just continue. You don't seem to like my message, but my doctrine. Yes. So I'm about to round up now because I don't like to take all my time. Somebody say it will come in the spirit and in the power. So if you come in either of the boats, you become a casualty. Like I showed you, Samson came in the power. And Jezebel manifesting in, what's her name again? Delilah. Oh yes, she put his head on the laps. She told him what she was going to do. Show me where your great strength lies that I may afflict you. Listen, you may think he heard. All you need to do is to have dwelt there long enough. When you hear more, you will not hear well. See, listen, there are points that somebody has gone so far and this is what will kill him and he knows. But he can't turn back and you wonder why. He's gone long ago. He died gradually. This is just going to be the final one. He died little by little. That's why I beg people that the red zone when it comes to misbehavior is not when you finally fall. The red zone is when you no longer recognize the voice of correction. Once you pass it, you have moved. The rest is going to be automated. Automatic. The days are set. The same way a doctor can look at the patient and say, looking at the stage of this particular illness, this fellow has so and so time. That's the same way some people have some spiritual timelines. That by the virtue of giving themselves to certain things, and it's not like somebody can look at them and predict evil. It is that nobody will follow this template past beyond this time. Let me tell you. I told you about Elijah seeing Elijah. And said, my father. We're not talking about evil worshipping. We're talking about recognition. Oh yes. And sometimes, you know, I was Elisha. We were in Elisha last week, ancient world. And I was going to give an example. And I didn't give the example. That after the generation, please listen. Listen. I want to show you church history of Bishop Oyedepo and Baba Wale Oke. The immediate generation after them was the generation that suffered the highest amount of casualty. And I'll tell you why. They were the ones, the age gap wasn't much. Sometimes the age gap between two generations might be a year. They couldn't call them fathers. But those who did survived. Ah yes, check it. Yes. They couldn't call them fathers. I saw it. Ah, I said this is deep. They couldn't call them fathers. You know, even Bishop Mike refers to Baba Wale Oke, my father. Nonetheless, what's the age difference? It's not by age. Leave the class of show more age me. Leave that class. Oh yes. Many of them were offended in Bishop Oyedepo. Oh yes. They were offended. They saw his passion for the kingdom as ambition. Oh yes. They saw it as ambition. That's what they saw. But look at people like Bishop Ibiomi, Reverend Ibiomi. Sometimes you may even be commanding more results in court than your father. But do you see the chariots? Do you see the horsemen? I ran into a trouble recently and I knew that where the devil was waiting for me is to handle this alone. I called my spiritual father. I said, this is what I'm perceiving in my spirit. Sir, help me. You know what he said to me? He said, He said, I will call my father also. I honor him the more. I said, this man, he's not going to walk in bread and watch me die and watch me fall. He would rather let me know there's a way we do this. And they came out with a wisdom and said, we are going to do this 7 days. Oh yes. One of those nights we were praying and I saw an angel that walked with me an apostolic ministry descend in the house. And as I saw that, I was just quiet. And he was singing a victory song. He said, I've hit a note of victory. What do you see? I said, this is what I saw. Oh, yes. If you don't see it, with all your pride, your Facebook followers, why can't turn? Don't be wasted. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You can finish me alone. You can't finish me and those I'm connected to. Oh, you can't. Oh, yes. We are many. Oh, yes. If you drop me, I'm drawing the world. You will draw to Jesus. That's the way this kingdom is to be patterned. Followers should follow followers. Oh, yes. And you see it. Yes. You see. I told people, I said, one of the very significant things about my life, by nature, I'm not a loud person. So I see that people like me may not stand a chance in ministry. But like these last days that you are not being blah, 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 and all those things. And I'm not saying those things are wrong. Just different dimensions manifesting through the same God. And I saw that the only advantage I have is the presence. Oh yes. Just the presence. Just the presence. You must know your advantage. You must know the advantage. And I tell my people in church, I said, listen, the secret of what you are seeing is not the strategy. What strategy? Strategy? What's the strategy? Is that this man comes here every year and lay hands and prophesy. None of his words meet us the same way. I would have married wrong. Yes, I honored my spiritual mother. I can't forget it. On her birthday, and she called me on the phone. And she was screaming, if I be a woman of God, let this door shut, open now. Yes. When she made that prayer, a few moments later, my wife was in Bangkok. She said she felt like attending a meeting. Why won't you feel like? Something brought you. A force. But if I didn't honor who I honored, that thing will bring you. I'll just go and do it anyhow. Oh yes. And a part of my assignment may die. Oh yes. Oh yes. What do you see? I tell you, when we are knocking doors and it's not opening, I know what to do now. Yes. Yes. As busy as I am, I follow my spiritual father's Bible study every Wednesday. Oh yes. If I'm ministering while he's ministering, after I'm done ministering, I'm going to go back and listen to it. Because while I'm blessing lives, this is where my own nourishment is coming from. You will just be giving till you are stranded. And you see, I think I love the illustration that Mike used at Elisha. That you will see a trailer carrying fuel, still queue at petrol station to be fueled. Is it not carrying fuel? That one is not for personal consumption. Oh yes. Oh yes. You must know how to queue for personal consumption and sit down. Because those who last, those who finished well, they came in the style. In the style. You see, Bishop Oyedepo having Shiloh, you see Pastor Paul Enetche seated, Ibiomie seated. You see all these people seated. If anything should happen to this man, they're all there. They cancel their program. They don't fix it for that season. And they attend throughout. Oh yes, that's the pattern, that's the style we met. And that's the only way we can finish our own Jezebel. If we ignore the ancient landmark, Jezebel, because Jezebel is in church. Oh yes. It's in church. Jezebel might even be on your altar saying, now you are a big man also. Oh yes. Oh yes. I was running service last week, two services in Lagos. We finished one service. I went to my spiritual father's church. I was visiting Lagos. Me, I'm from this father, but I'm also somebody's son. Let me too go and eat. Oh yes. I was so nourished. I got words for me in season. Words for me in season. None of you claim you are very busy. When you were small in your own eyes, God found you. But now, you're a big man. Be seated for some moment as I round up. Alright, so, we need the spirit and power. The spirit, consecration, dealings, methods, you want to write it down. Approach, wisdom, mode of approach to situations. Honor it. Honor it. If you can't honor it, you won't see it. Honor it. Sometimes you don't understand it, but respect it. And trust God to open your eyes one day to understand it. It is not, see, this thing that is telling people that anything you don't understand, this is, you know, one of the spirits that is ruling in this generation is the spirit of ingratitude. Oh yes. Yes, and it was mentioned as part of the spirit of the last days. It said men are ungrateful. They are unthankful. Yes. Paul mentioned it to the Romans. He mentioned it to Timothy also. Oh yes. Ingratitude. You see Bishop Oyedepo sponsoring somebody to school. And the person will go and hear one doctrine and say, what does Oyedepo know? What are you talking about? It must have been the enemies of your father's house. Because if that doctrine is powerful, the Pope Bonner should be able to sponsor you to school.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. So, I know what to avoid. Somebody just comes up now and say, the fathers are these, don't mind them. One boy went to post online and he said, the fathers. He said, they call you spiritual father of Nigeria. You don't know eternal salvation. You are a spiritual boy. I said, you may say what you want to say, it's your business. Yeah, I'm not going to look in that direction. Yes. And all those noise. You see, one of the things, see, you may look at all those moves and say they are bad moves, but they also reveal Christians. Now, sometimes you have somebody in your church who every time you are preaching is looking at you with one eye and say, Pastor, deep though, it's not this. But when that wind comes, it will show you the person. Oh, yes. One of my sons went to bring somebody to come and evangelize to me. He said, because I don't know eternal salvation. So he stood outside. Oh, yes. He said, go and tell him. Go and talk to him. No mind them. Go there. I was hearing what they are saying. So when that one was preaching to me like he was going to beat me up. Oh, yes. I was looking at him. This boy in part two or part what? Let's go at aggression. So when he was done, he said, I should give my life to Christ. So I now left him. I now went to meet that my boy outside. And I said, I know you are here. How you did? He was fine, fine, fine. Oh, yes. Yeah, so you could know I saw him. Yes. Yes. One time like that, I told one of my sons to preach. So he was preaching. He's a very good boy now. He's a very good boy. But he was preaching then and was saying that, who discipled Jesus? Who discipled Jesus? So he was kicking against discipleship in the house of discipleship. You see? So, and me, I have my way of following every service. So I said, come and see me in the house. So when he came, the message he heard that I was preaching from, I was playing that message. He was greeting me. I said, sit down. So we're listening to the message together. I was playing it. I didn't say what. I was just playing. All the things he was saying, they were saying it there. He stood up. I said, sir, I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, yes. I did I beat you? Did I? No. Let's enjoy this meal together. Yes. Listen. Do you want to hear this? It is not every anointed minister you are to pattern after in your lifetime. Oh, yes. There are people who are raised for the falling of many. Okay. Sorry. And there are those who are raised for the rising of many. You can't follow the boat together and rise. Yes. Oh, yes. Your pastor can counsel you and advise you, but your father will instruct you. Yeah. Your pastor can say, well, I want to advise you, all these kind of meetings, avoid some meetings where they are saying this. Your father can say, this person is suffering, avoid this person. If you like, you can check out and say, oh, who are you to tell me? I'm a body of Christ person. Okay. Hope you are aware too that in that same body of Christ, there are those that Christ said he will weed off. There are those that he said they are not trees that the Father planted. The axe has been laid at their root. I'm trying to hold back. I don't want anybody to imply what I'm not saying. Alright. So, say it again. We need the Spirit. We need the power. Oh, yes. So let me tell you are there people in scripture that had the spirit and without the power? Yes. Pastor already mentioned the case of Lazarus. Oh, yes. At the consecration, he was a devout man, but broke. So this is the pitfall. When you now have the spirit, this is the pitfall. For instance, you can have depth, but the devil can also convince you about being small. Yes. You will not be carrying that depth as a trophy. But is he covering the range? Do you understand? You may have accurate doctrine. But yet the devil has found a way to convince you. He has made sure he has restricted those who can drink of that stream. and you will believe it. And one of the maintenance culture and protocol for that system is arrogance. Yes, because we are going to be arrogant. You're going to feel that the rest who are known, who are loud, who are everywhere, is because they are not this deep. But are there patterns for depth and width? Yes. Are there patterns for spirit and power? Yes. People speak against prosperity, being financially blessed. Try poverty. The gospel is free, but it's not cheap. Somebody paid the price. Propagation of the gospel is not cheap. I'm preaching, I can hear myself well. People can connect online and hear well. It takes resources. To be convinced about having the message and to lack conviction about the having what it takes to convey it must be an activity of demons. It takes resources. The Bible said that even if a poor man is wise, but his wisdom is not heard, he's even hated by his own brothers. Oh yes. Can you be a Christian who is on fire, spirit-filled, studying the Bible, and yet financially loaded? Yes. Yes, I was listening to Pastor Akinpelu at the meeting we went for in Lagos, and he said we should have probed the statement of Peter that silver and gold I don't have, but such as I have. But our own generation must say silver and gold I have, but I still have what it takes. Yes. One of the things that is happening in this country now is because at some point we took the spirit and left the power. We left political power, economic power, social power, media power. And now we are forcefully trying to come in. Forcefully. And they are trying to show us that. No. People will come and comment on my Facebook and say, a pastor should not be talking about politics. But there was a time that these guys were coming out of the church. How did we get to the point where you now believe we should not have a say? But things are changing. I say again, things are changing. Oh yes. An army is rising who will not love their lives to death. Oh yes. They will carry the testimony of Christ accurately, in depth, in size, and in width. Oh yes. A generation of spirit and power. Oh yes. Oh yes. Bishop Odebo was ministering one time, and he said, that my son on the keyboard, on the drum, is an ambassador of Nigeria to so and so. And so he said, from where again? Ambassador on drums. That is the strange, dangerous kind of army. And listen to me. Daniel was an embodiment of spirit and power. Oh yes. When it comes to prayer power, he has it. Political power, he has it. Wisdom, he has it. Economic power, he has it. Joseph also. Oh yes. Oh yes. Our definition of revival will not be a revival restricted to the church. We will export it from the church outside. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. Senators, we know they have to come to church because that's where it is happening. Yes. I was watching Dr. Paul Eneche. A soldier was sharing testimony of how that he was shot, the bullet didn't enter. When he said all of, he was right there and there, was making reference to generals and major who are there. Who would not want to be there? When you know you can go to the battle, there's something that can cover you, bullet winter. Why wouldn't they be there? Oh yes. It will come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be exalted above all hills. Yes. Let me wrap up with this scripture and then we're going to pray. Isaiah chapter number 60 verse 1. That's where I'm going to round up. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. Oh yes. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. Arise. Huh? Do what? Do what? For your light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Yes? For behold, darkness is not your problem. It reveals your beauty as light. Darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee. And his glory shall be seen upon thee. Yes, look at it. And Gentiles shall come to thy light. And kings to the brightness of your rising. I love when I watch Holy Ghost service and I see kings. this year we saw King's giving special number. Oh yes. Oh yes. If we can see that in our lifetime, we'll see president giving special numbers. But we will be denied that access if we deny the style, the spirit, and the strength, the power. Yes. Are they praying? Pray. Are they fasting? Fast. Are they holy? Be holy. Are they men of integrity? Have integrity. Are they humble? Be humble. See, be humble even if you don't know why it is done. Just be humble. See, I don't understand this humility thing, but just be humble. Just be humble. Find out later. But for now, be humble. Look at it. Verse 4. Quickly, verse 4. Say, lift up your head round about and see. They gather themselves together. They come to your sons shall come from afar. Yes, there are sons you cannot wield if you don't rise. Because they will not even recognize you and come. They are also an authority in a level. You get what I'm saying? But they've been fatherless for a while. So you also need, see, our generation need to believe in this truth. The spirit, the power. That's the, when I saw this, I said, what is Pastor Silas trying to do? What is this? This is a strange meeting. The spirit, the power. I'm going to lead you in one prayer. Lift your hands and say, my life will not be void of the boat or either of them. Oh yes. Pray. Oh yes. Oh yes. In Jesus' mighty name we're praying. Please lift your hands. Father, I ask that in this meeting you will anoint kings and priests. Men will rise in spirit and in power. If there's anyone that the devil is trying to make rob of either of them, we say it is not possible. It will not stand. Neither will it come to pass. You stand for Jesus all the days of your life. Father, anoint people with economic power, also with prayer power, political power, all forms of power. We need all this to defeat our own Jezebel. We ask, O Lord, that we receive it. It is done. In Jesus' name.
The blessings in the word resides with one who is both a hearer and a doer of the word. Be a doer of the word.
For mentorship, leadership, and counseling, kindly reach us on this number, 090-30-959735.
This message was sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, FLAME.
To partner with FLAME, kindly make use of this account details. Account number 221-500-5289, Femi Lazarus Ministries, UBA.